Shut up and sit down.
This is Off the Walk.
All right, welcome back to another episode. We are back to talk to Trevor after his post date. And this is exciting for all of us because we're super excited to hear how this date went. So, Trevor, welcome back to the show.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, good. So, first off, I gotta ask you, okay, do you remember your date's name?
Yeah, Susan.
Okay. That's a good sign. Yeah. That's a good sign.
It's off to a good start, you know? It's off to a good start. I like it.
All right, so I guess coming into this date, did you feel nervous, any anxiety before the date? And did you have any thoughts or expectations, I guess, prior to the date?
No, not really. Not too anxious or nervous about it. Just kind of see what happens, I guess, right? Like, you're kind of, I guess, a little anxious, like, when they're going to show up, right? So you're like, what's going to show up?
What's going to show up?
Yeah, is it going to be a cute girl? Is it going to be a whale? Is it going to be whatever, right? So
yeah.
That's the only kind of like weird part of it. And then you got that, I don't know, like awkward firstness, you know? You're both there on a blind date. So that's a little awkward, but it was okay. I would have picked a better venue, though, for a first date.
Oh, I blame Eric on that, man. Because Eric set that up.
I thought that was
you
good
got that live, so, you know.
That's my bad.
It's all good. It's good food, man. It's not bad, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's good.
Right on. What did you wear to this date?
I just wore just pants and a black, like, sweater, kind of V-neck sweater.
V-neck. Okay. Classed it up, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. Nothing crazy, like comfortable, casual. Nothing. I wasn't in a bow tie or anything.
You didn't bring the top hat with you?
No top hat, man. I left the cane at home.
All right. Okay, so speaking of the location, so what did you think of that location? Can you tell our listeners where you went?
We went to a place on 17th called Gringo's, and it was it's a pretty cool place, but I wouldn't go there for a first date. It's like they got decent appetizers and food, and it's kind of busy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I found it was cold in there. We were by the window. It was like kind of drafty, and it's like it was okay, but it wasn't like to get you like in a zone or do things, right?
I would say
next time plan something with like an event like wall climbing or go to like play arcade games or something like that. Something active.
Okay. Right?
'Cause you're both sitting there and you're like, you're just doing the interview thing and you're like, fuck, I'll have another drink. You
know? Yeah. I mean, that's a valid point, and that's on me. You know, I was like, Gringo Street, maybe it's like a place where it's a little loud, but not too loud. Maybe it was some not that pricey. Hopefully it's something within, you know, within the okay budget there. But, you know, no activity. That's something.
It's a cool place. I recommend checking it out for sure.
Mm. And then
I've never been, so I definitely will check it out.
I have been one time. I don't know why I just thought about it when we were setting up, but I was like, this seems like a good place. But now I have your feedback, so you know, I'll take that into consideration on our next blind dates episodes.
Yeah.
But another question there is, did you both get there around on time?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And what were your thoughts upon first seeing your date? Just boom.
She looked nice. First thoughts, like, nice girl, kind of attractive, but has like those fake eyelashes, like it's totally unrealistic. And then
little too much,
little beyond like normal, you know, little excessive.
So
what each their style?
Yeah. So did you, I guess, you know, you saying that, did you order a lot of drinks to kind of get calm the nerves, and what kind of food did you order then?
We ordered a couple appetizers. So we had like this plantain dish with like shrimps and then some nachos. And then we both had a couple of drinks and then got some free champagne. So that was nice.
Ooh. And
yeah, so it was kind of chill. It wasn't too bad. The food was really good.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Can you share your first impression of your date's personality and interests?
She seemed like a really like genuine out there kind of girl, like party girl, likes to have fun, like want to be kind of out there and partying and living her best life. So that's commendable, I guess. That's kind of first impressions, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. How was the conversation? Was there like a lot of back and forth between you two? Were there any moments where there was like no talking or anything like that?
No, we both kept it going pretty good. We did a lot of talking about like just like traveling and different places we've been and food and what you would eat and stuff. So the conversation kind of flowed. It was pretty good, but it was a little bit reaching just because we're new and don't really know each other, right? So just kind of, you know, you're asking questions and talking about random things, trips or food or whatever.
And speaking of those like trips and food and all that stuff, do you think that some of your date's interests and hobbies kind of align with your own? Any kind of like common interests and hobbies?
Oh yeah, I'd say, you know, food was a big talking point of it. So we're both like big foodies, both like to travel, like to be kind of go to parties and stuff like that. Like she got to go to Tomorrowland, which is like a big kind of EDM festival. And that's awesome. That's like totally on one of my bucket lists. So that was really cool to talk to her about that and different kind of places she's been. So she's a very interesting girl and very like cool to hang out with, I think for sure.
Cool. Were there any surprising revelations or unexpected connections during the date?
Not that I can think of. We're kind of like an inverse. So she lived in Calgary and then she moved out to Chestermere, right? So I live right by where she used to live in Calgary. And then when high school, I used to live out in Chestermere. So it was kind of comical that way. I was flipping around, but nothing too crazy. Nothing like, oh, you're, we know both the same people.
Right. Are there any specific aspects of your date's personality or interests that you found particularly intriguing or appealing?
I think she's a really smart girl. Not timid at all and kind of goes out there and tries to make her own best life, which is awesome. So she's got like her own business and stuff, which is really cool to hear about, right? So yeah, she's a very commendable, very smart girl, right? Driven. So yeah.
And were there any topics, you know, or discussions that maybe you wish you had more time to explore with your date? You know, maybe that kind of coincides with like, maybe did you guys have enough time to like really get to know each other and stuff?
Well, I think we had enough time because we, after the bar, we went to grab another drink in another bar. Right. So we went out for a little bit and then we, you know, kind of died down there. It was not another great atmosphere for it, really loud place, right? So we had the drinks and then just left, right? So
okay. Well, did you feel anything This is the big question right here. Did you feel anything for your day? Any chemistry? Anything? A spark?
Not overly, man. No. Okay. Like, really nice girl. She's pretty attractive, but didn't no spark there, I don't think.
All right. Was there anything you found in your date that maybe could be an issue or didn't fit with your values?
I wouldn't say values, but she's definitely still likes to go to the bars and you know, go out partying all the time and that kind of stuff. And I did that for a long time, so I'm a little bit more reserved now and, you know, not really wanting to go out to a bar all the time or like that kind of stuff, only more for special events or something like that. So little disconnect there, but otherwise I think fine.
Okay. Right on. Who paid for dinner and did you two go anywhere after dinner?
I paid for dinner, right? And then after we went for another drink, like across the street, and she paid for that. So that was one drink, and then I paid for the rest.
Okay. Awesome. Where did you go after? Which specific?
We went to Pin Bar.
Oh, okay. Well, played some arcades and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're going to. It was packed in there. It was like super packed, but so we just had drinks at the bar.
Okay. And so, so after the drink, you guys finished over at Pin Bars. How did you kind of end a date? Was there any exchange of numbers or anything like that? Or was it just like a hug or something? No. Or
just a hug and, you know, see you later, or talk later or something like that. So that was basically it, but no number exchanges or anything like that.
Okay. Do you think you would be interested in going for a second date, or do you think it's would be better, in your opinion, to just remain friends?
I'd rather be friends with her, I think. I don't really think necessarily I'd be wanting to go after anything romantic that way. Cool girl, fun to hang out with, but like, I'm more calm and relaxed and she's more party and stuff like that, which is totally fine. I've been through that, right? So just at this time I'm like, I don't want to go to bars, man. I'm like old, you know.
I feel you.
Yeah, man.
What advice or tips would you give to others going on blind dates? Based on your experience, and would you recommend blind dates to your friends, and would you go on a blind date again?
I would recommend it, going on a blind date. Just gets you out there and something interesting to do, right? You don't have a clue who you're going to meet, and you know, it could go either way. So definitely like a more adventurous night. You're just going out with someone you don't know who it is, right? So I recommend it for other people. For a date, I would pick something like you guys can do together, like a project or video games or you know, wall climbing or whatever it may be, right? But something more of an activity. I think they cut the ice a little bit more in the beginning and stuff like that. But yeah, it was an interesting time, man. So it was all right. Yeah.
That's good. So how has this blind date experience changed or reinforced your outlook on dating and relationships?
Oh, man. Hasn't really changed anything. Well, I guess my outlook's about the same, right? Like, you know, people are people, so you never know. It's always good to go out with them, like, see who they are and that kind of stuff. But as far as dating, I think dating's a challenge in this day and time. With, you know, so many people competing for attention and likes and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it seems disingenuous now than dating was before, I guess, back in the day.
Yeah, I think there's like with the blind date, you know, it's a lot different than today's world with all these apps, right? Mm-hmm. But the truth is like even these apps, you know, you don't really know if it's the real deal that's going on there. Cause yeah. I think I hear about all these kind of catfish kind of stories, right? Whereas at least I think if you're going into a blind date, you just don't know what to expect and you're not caught off guard, right? Because the app said this and that or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a cesspool in dating nowadays. So it's challenging to find a good person that has like-mind goals and values and that kind of stuff that isn't bringing a lot of baggage to a relationship, right? And so it just makes it harder to have a healthy relationship if there's a shit ton of baggage and, you know, people don't, I don't know, look out for the interest of their partner, you know? Like, you're supposed to be a team, so you kind of gotta, you know, look out for the other person. So, yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Would you...
It's what relationships are all about, right?
Yeah.
That's right, man.
Building that bond and just, you know, keeping it together. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you do one again? Another blind date?
Let's get Mike Tam to do a blind date.
We might have some other candidates. Yeah, we'll have to. I think it's definitely. I mean, I've never been on one, but I think it really takes someone out of that comfort zone, right? If you don't really do this a whole lot, it's kind of nerve wracking at first. But like you say, I think it's just part of how the dating world is, right? I mean, a lot of times you're kind of nervous anyways, even if you're on these apps, right? Are you not? Yeah. I don't know. I haven't dated for a while, so.
Plus, alcohol always helps too.
Yeah.
That cuts the ice, right? That still does.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Trevor, for your feedback, I guess, on the date and on your whole date there. And I don't know, I was excited to interview you for this post one because I was very, very interested in knowing what happened on the date. And, you know, this was really good.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed sharing your thoughts and emotions with us.
Yeah, man. Anytime. Yeah. It was an experience. It was all right. It's good.
And I'm sure you're curious as to what the other person's going to say too.
I am kind of curious, but I don't know.
I guess that's the kind of the good thing about doing this kind of podcast, because you kind of can get that feedback. Whereas, you know, quite possibly if you were on just a date, normal date, you might have been like, hey, yeah, things went really well. And then the other side's kind of like, nah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, you know, with this, you could kind of get some good feedback and see how things went. And, of course, vice versa for the other side. They can also get some feedback on what
you guys better have like. Some clever editing.
Well, hopefully, everyone, stay tuned to that episode. And again, if you haven't listened to our very first dating episode with Eric, listen to that too. So until next time, come walk with us.
See ya.